This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Justin D'Arazio with Sports Radio WIP. My guest today is Crane kicking their way into classic matches already. They are one half of the quickest tag team in professional wrestling. AEW star Speedball Mike Bailey. Now, Speedball, last time you were in town was for AEW Dynasty. You did a spot. It was one of my favorites of the year where you kicked the headset straight off Ricochet's head. How much fun was that? How much fun was that match in general against Kenny Omega and Ricochet?
That match was an absolute dream come true. It was my first AEW pay-per-view match, yeah. So obviously a big deal. But also, I have a long history with Kenny Omega, even though it's relatively one-sided, but he and I had a match in 2016 that basically completely changed the way I look at professional wrestling. And the way just his brain worked completely blew my mind. And then shortly after having that match with him, I went to DDT, which is the promotion where he worked in Japan and where he really became the Kenny Omega that we know and love today. And so to have that match with Ricochet, who is another absolutely world-class performer, who since joining AEW has reinvented himself for the worst. He became a completely just awful person, and he is greatly hated by the general public with good reason, because he himself is a world-class hater. So to get to kick the headset off of his head was absolutely beautiful in a match that was just an absolute dream. Still feels surreal to this day to watch and to think about.
A tremendous match, and to think that was only like one of your first handful of matches in AEW.
It was my third match in AEW. I debuted against the Beast Mortos. Then I qualified for that match in a four-way where me and Ricochet ended up pinning Mark Davis together. It's funny because it came up again this morning. It's a news story that Ricochet is attempting, I'm not sure it's going to work because it's a terrible idea, to copyright the word bald.
I saw that.
For use in professional wrestling. And a lot of the news sites used the picture of him with the headset on about to get kicked as the thumbnail for that article, which I think is absolutely hilarious.
And they, I guess, kept out the part where your foot connects with his skull.
So you can see my foot in the frame. Yes,
that's
he's
great.
About to get kicked in the head, which is great.
It's so cool that in your third match, you went against Kenny Omega, who's one of the AEW all-time greats, and you've already fought Kazuchika Okada. It's some of the greatest of all time in this sport you've already had the chance to go against. And there's people who go their entire careers never getting in the same ring with either one of them. And you've done both within the span of 6 months.
It is happening so fast. And I mean, I joined All Elite Wrestling because, I mean, it's the catchphrase, but it's true. It's where the best wrestle. The best pro wrestlers in the world, the people that perform to the highest level in the ring, are in AEW. And it feels like I've been there. I started in mid-March, so that's what, just over 5 months that I've been in AEW, but it feels like years. It feels like I've put on a lifetime's worth of performances just in those 5 months. I mean, to me, it feels like, God, it feels like 100 years of pro wrestling that happened in 5 months, and it's absolutely surreal. And I mean, there's just so much talent in AEW right now.
Yeah, there is a ton of talent. You've hit a lot of the big names, but who are some of the names you haven't gotten the ring with yet in AEW that you still want to get the chance to? Obviously, you fought Jon Moxley really recently. We talked about Omega. We talked about Okada. Who's left?
I resent and hate your question.
Okay.
Because
those are the best kinds of questions, right? By the way.
It's impossible to answer because I'm going to attempt to give you like five and I'm going to miss some. And then 10 minutes later, we're going to name someone. I'll be like, oh, them too. You know what I mean? But I keep saying it. I don't know that it's going to happen. But number one on my list is Bryan Danielson.
Oh.
And I think having that singles match would be a huge, huge moment in my career. And I know that it's unclear right now if he's going to actually come back to the ring or not. But if he does, I hope that he and I get a chance to kick each other back and forth. I was in the ring with MJF for a little bit. It was Jet Speed and Mascara Dorada versus MJF and the Hurt Syndicate. And I got to just be in there in the ring with him for a minute. But I would love, you know, I would love the full MJF treatment, where he tries to set me on fire, attempts to murder me, tries to make me murder him in hopes that I'll get angry or disqualified or something, but how he does it and that we can go back and forth on the mic in the ring, that would make me very happy. Hangman Adam Page, who is number one right now, he's the men's world champion and he is maybe the world's best professional wrestler, and I think that he and I in the ring would be absolutely magical. We did team together, again, in Virginia. It was Hangman Page and Jet Speed versus LFI, and that was awesome. And yeah, again, it's very hard to narrow down. I could name almost the whole roster, everyone that I haven't wrestled, and I mean, those would all be dream matches for me.
They're calling MJF recently the antagonist of AEW.
Yeah.
Do you think that fits?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, since the beginning, that's what he's been doing.
Since literally day one, yeah.
Since day one, he's attempted to, and successfully attempted to make people angry. And I mean, I think that that's his biggest fault is that instead of just doing what's right for him, he tries to do what's wrong for everyone else.
Yeah, that's a good point. I want to talk a little bit about your inspirations, both in the ring and outside of the ring. You have a really unique style of wrestling. I can't really think of any other wrestlers that I can compare you to in terms of style. So who are your inspirations wrestling wise? And then obviously I can tell that you're inspired by the Karate Kid and by Speed Racer a little bit, even in terms of your gear. So tell me about those inspirations.
So I am the youngest of four siblings.
Okay.
Right. So I kind of always identified with the smaller wrestlers. And I started Taekwondo when I was 11 years old. So any wrestler that did martial arts or kicks or just had a high-flying action physical-based style is what I really like. Watching TV growing up, I was not that much interested in the guys that did, you know what I mean? Either the big guys that wrestled slowly or the guys that were just a character.
Yeah.
The physical, athletic part of professional wrestling is always what drew me in. I mean, the 1-2-3 Kid, X-Pac, is like the first wrestler that I can remember seeing and be like, oh, I really like what this guy does. And also, like, of course, the difference wasn't the same. I was 7 years old and my older brother was 9 years old and we would you know, do backyard wrestling together. And he was, you know, I don't know how tall kids actually are, but he was like 4'7" and yeah. I was 4'5". But in my mind, we were Kane and X-Pac and he was 6'6" and I was, you know, 6 feet tall, which X-Pac is, which he just looked small. He never actually was.
Just everybody around him. So
but big. Yeah. And then the Hardy Boys, of course, right? Two smaller guys who just did amazing, mind-blowing stunts.
Yeah.
And then eventually I found Japanese wrestling and found independent wrestling and early Ring of Honor. Again, Bryan Danielson in early Ring of Honor. Guys like Low-Ki, unfortunately, who used their martial arts super well. Samoa Joe was one of those guys as well. The Amazing Red, AJ Styles. So many of those guys that, like, I think I really decided that I was going to be a professional wrestler and actually started to believe it when I saw those guys, when I saw the wrestling outside of what was very homogeneously presented to me on television as only one type of wrestler being successful is when I was like, really, okay, I think I can actually do this and want to do this.
So tell me about your, because you have a background in Taekwondo.
I'm a fourth degree black belt in Taekwondo. I started when I was 11 years old and I competed for many, many years.
So how does that transition to professional wrestling?
I mean, in a very practical sense, on the surface, through having very, very cool kicks.
Okay.
But I mean, there's a lot more. I think Taekwondo is how I learned to learn. Is how I learned to move, is how I learned that it's okay to be bad at something, mm-hmm. because if you work hard at it, you'll be good eventually. So having that background and having faced that hurdle through martial arts already, I had the patience to get good at something like professional wrestling, mm-hmm. which took a very long time and took a lot of effort in terms of figuring out how to do it, how to adapt, right? And in Taekwondo, I mean, for most martial arts, there is no one technique or skill even or one discipline that works for one person.
Yeah.
Everyone is unique and everyone needs to find their strength in order to succeed. You need to find what you're good at in order to win fights, and relying on what you're good at is what is going to make you beat opponents who maybe on the surface might be better than you, but if you have this one skill that they aren't able to overcome, then you can still win. I mean, that part I think is what made me good at professional wrestling.
So when did you start? When did you transition from Taekwondo to training for pro wrestling?
So I started training for pro wrestling when I was 15 years old.
Okay.
And then I trained for 6 months before I started wrestling. I've been taking bookings and doing matches, professional wrestling matches, ever since 2005. So I did both for a long time.
Yeah.
Which was very difficult because Taekwondo, again, being tall and having reach gives you a great advantage, right? So I competed in Taekwondo at 140 pounds mm-hmm. in my adult life until I was like 24, which is obviously a disadvantage for professional wrestling. But I did both for a very, very long time. And so the thing that you have to contextualize is that when I started pro wrestling in Quebec in 2005, wrestling as a whole was very, very different from what it is now.
Yeah.
I didn't make any money for the first like 10 years where I was professional wrestling. Which I say that, and then people are like, oh my God, this guy doesn't understand business. But like, no, it's not. It's that there wasn't a place to make money. No one was making money. It's not like promoters were getting rich off my back. The promoters weren't making money either. Think about it. This is before Facebook, before social media.
That's a good point.
The only way to advertise your professional wrestling show was stapling the flyers to telephone poles and hoping that the quote unquote rival promoter doesn't rip them off.
Well, Quebec and Canada in general is a huge wrestling province, right? Like huge there.
So it was. It used to be before the 1990s when there was a monopoly on professional wrestling. Okay. And then that kind of ate up all the opportunities for promoters to rise up. And for independent wrestling, it was very difficult for a long time. And again, especially Quebec even harder because of the language barrier, right?
French
as the kind of first language of the province, officially bilingual, but mm-hmm. French. And then a lot of pro wrestling I did happened in French. And aside from being separated from the United States with a hard border, philosophically there is a border because of the language between Quebec and the rest of Canada when it mm-hmm. comes to professional wrestling. So, I mean, it was very difficult.
Yeah. And so I can't imagine having to overcome not only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only, like you said, a monopoly, but language barriers and intercontinental travel and all this stuff to get to this point, you've really come a long way from scratching your teeth, not making any money in 2010, and now you're on TV every week, but practically on both shows too.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very, very long road. It has taken me almost 20 years to get to AEW.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just coming up on my 20-year anniversary of being a professional wrestler.
Wow.
Not that I can give you a date because I don't know what it is because I didn't really keep track.
But about, yeah, years.
I mean, I'm glad that I have something to show for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, I think that I came into AEW extremely well prepared.
For sure.
And that's why I was able to do so well so quickly. Mm-hmm. I did not need to adapt because I had already had matches in different promotions with a lot of AEW wrestlers. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was ready. Several years ago, I was at a point where I'm like, I am confident that I will be able to thrive in any environment when it comes to professional wrestling.
So, how do I word this? You're right when you say that you came in incredibly prepared and you kind of shot to the top in a way, right? Your third match is against Kenny Omega for the Intercontinental title, and I'm sorry, for the International title, and now you've been paired up with another AEW newcomer, Kevin Knight, to form Jet Speed, which has gotten incredibly over incredibly fast. I'm really interested if that was a creation from you guys, if you guys got together, you and Kevin Knight, to form Jet Speed, or if that came from AEW themselves. Whose idea was this tag team?
I don't think it was my idea or AEW's idea. I mean, Kevin Knight and I, we'd been around each other working TNA and New Japan and independent shows in America. We had two singles matches against each other. One was the finals of the American Junior Cup from New Japan Pro Wrestling that happened in Philadelphia. And he and I wrestled. We went like 30 minutes in the finals of that tournament. And I liked Kevin Knight, thought he was a fantastic wrestler. And it just started with us being in kind of similar situations in AEW, good guys. And we were put together in a 4-on-4 match for $400,000. And then
that was right after Dynasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that went well. And from then on, we were put together in a tag team match against the Young Bucks. And that match was great. And the chemistry was there. And Kevin and I got along really well. There's a lot of, we see professional wrestling in the same way in a lot of different regards. Mm-hmm. He started wrestling a lot later than I did. He started wrestling in 2019, but in his short time training with New Japan and wrestling all over the US, but also in Japan and learning from Kushida, his other tag partner, who is extremely knowledgeable, and getting to wrestle in Mexico as well, Kevin really understood the international style of professional wrestling and what you need to do in order to be able to thrive in so many different contexts in the same way that I did. So the chemistry was just there in a way that the audience saw it. And I think that it was really the audience who were like, yeah, we definitely want more of this. Yeah. And even the name Jet Speed is not something that we decided on. It just kind of happened because the audience online, through my vlogs, through interviews on YouTube, just started calling us Jet Speed. And so that was the name. So I think, you know, a lot is made about tag teams being thrown together recently, which I think is one of the silliest arguments you can make. Because every tag team was thrown together at some point.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, it's the fact that we ended up together and then people wanted more is how Jet Speed happened, and that's how everything good in professional wrestling happens. It is enforced. It's just things happen, the audience reacts to it, and you roll with it.
You're absolutely right. Like, some of the greatest tag teams I can think of, even now in AEW, we just got the reunited Adam Copeland and Christian Cage for the first time in like 20 years on pay-per-view together. And they weren't necessarily planned to be a tag team in the beginning. You guys could go a really long way with this. I mean, Brodito, we just saw Brodito win the tag team championship at Forbidden Door. Obviously, you guys were in that eliminator tournament leading up to Forbidden Door and were eliminated by FTR. Are you guys?
We were eliminated by Stokely Hathaway and his use of crutches.
I'm glad you.
So I don't consider that a loss.
I'm glad you're keeping Stokely responsible for his shenanigans ringside, but a loss is a loss at the end of the day. They're all billed the same, interference or not.
Right.
Can we see, or can we expect Jet Speed to be competing for these tag team titles in the future? Perhaps,
yeah,
even during this Philadelphia residency.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal. I mean, I think Kevin and I were watching Forbidden Door backstage, and as soon as Brodito won the tag team championship, we were like, oh, that's the match. Jet Speed versus Brodito. That has to happen. Bandito and I have a long history. Again, here we are, 10 minutes from you asking the question. Brody King, another one of those guys that I've never really been in the ring with, never faced, and I think would be a great hard-hitting matchup.
Yeah.
But Bandito, I've had several matches with, even one that won us $2,500 each after the audience voted for the best match of the night.
Oh.
That was at WrestleCon in 2022, I think. But Bandito and I have had a lot of great matches, but never in AEW. So yeah, I think Jet Speed versus Brodito is the match that needs to happen.
And just a funny note about what you were saying earlier about these tag teams that get thrown together. The tag team champions right now are a tag team that was quote-unquote thrown together. Brody King and Bandito. Brody King's been tagging with Buddy Matthews before injuries. And it's just, things like this, they work out for people. I really hope that you and Kevin Knight go far with this thing. I like you both a lot as singles wrestlers. I think your chemistry together as tag wrestlers is awesome. I really want to see way more of this.
I agree. I think there's a lot more Jet Speed to come. But again, the goal for me is to win the tag team championships. And then, I mean, Kevin Knight is a star.
Yeah.
It's not, you don't need a crystal ball to be able to see it. He's a world-class professional wrestler. He is probably, if he plays his cards right, a future AEW world champion. So my goal a few years down the line, maybe not a few years, maybe 1 year, maybe 6 months even, I don't know, is to win the tag team championships and then compete against Kevin Knight, ideally directly for the world championship.
Wow. Lofty goals. Lofty goals. Another tag team, the Hurt Syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
There's been, how do I say this? Rumors that MVP, manager of the Hurt Syndicate, and you have real life beef backstage, some real life heat, shoot heat, if you will, backstage. I saw you post a funny little piece on your blog, cursing MVP. Hey, F you MVP. Hey, F you Speedball. How do you deal with stuff like that? How do you deal with these reports that you guys know aren't necessarily true, but you kind of just have to live with it?
I mean, so Hey, wait, can we swear on this?
You can. I can only.
Yeah, okay. We're not lying. Yeah, great. But you did. Yeah, he said fuck you to me. I said fuck you to him. But again, this is pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's very silly to go online, read that these two pro wrestlers do not like each other and be like, oh man, they hate each other. This is a wrestling show.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin and I tried to take the Hurt Syndicate's tag team championships away from them many, many times for several months leading up to All In front of 30,000 people, where they were able to keep their championships, beating us as well as Nick Wayne and Christian Cage. But yeah, like, we hate each other. Of course. Sure. Yeah. Why not? I mean, at the end of the day, whatever makes the best show for the audience is what we're into. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if hating each other is part of that, then let's roll with it.
Could you take MVP one-on-one?
I think so.
I think so too.
I think so.
Taekwondo, listen, MVP's had a long career. Taekwondo is Taekwondo. I don't think there's any getting around that.
Well, listen, I think that if I'm going to have a jiu-jitsu match with MVP, he would win. I think that if MVP and I had a Taekwondo match, I would win.
Okay.
You know, I think that if we had a pro wrestling match against each other, then we can let the record speak in it. Because that's something that could actually happen.
Yeah.
And of course, I think I would win. Of course, I think I would win. I think I could beat anyone in professional wrestling.
You never got to also, a match thinking you could lose.
I'm a professional wrestler. Yeah. This is what I do. I've beaten, you know, I came extremely close to beating Okada. I've beaten some of the world's best. I don't think there's any pro wrestler in the world that I couldn't beat.
I love that mentality. I want to get back to your signature move, the crane kick, right? Now, is that directly inspired from the Karate Kid, or is that just something that you've always wanted to do?
It is directly ripped off the Karate Kid movies. And mostly, I started using it as a wrestling move in Reseda, California, where PWG used to take place, and also where the Karate Kid movie, the first one, took place.
Okay.
So it was a direct shout out to that. But yeah, no, it's just, it's fun.
It is fun.
I don't know how else to say it. It's a fun take. It gets a great reaction. It's a good device. It works very well.
I think this is going to be the most controversial question you get all day. Ooh. In the Karate Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Was the crane kick used by Danny, was that an illegal move?
I don't think it was an illegal move, because I think the rules for the All Valley Karate Tournament were just up in the air, completely dubious. Were there even rules?
Oh, there
Who
were
knows?
Rules. There were rules set.
There were rules, but where they applied, yeah. I don't know. The whole thing was very strange.
The controversy that has taken over the last like 10 years since the resurgence of the Karate Kid is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This has been really interesting to me. So,
if you've actually competed in martial arts tournaments, you know just how like insane the whole thing is.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's this one tournament, there's no... It's the best karate fighters in the world are in the tournament, but you don't have to qualify for it. You can just train for 2 months, get your black belt, and then compete in this apparently like world-level tournament. It's ridiculous.
I've actually never seen The Karate Kid. I have to get around to it, but I'm in no rush.
You definitely need to, yeah.
I want to see it in a theater with people. I feel like that'll be the most fun, seeing it with an audience. You know what I mean? But so tomorrow, AEW has a sold-out show starting their three-week residency at the historic former ECW Arena, now the 2300 Arena. Have you ever had the chance to wrestle at the 2300 Arena?
I have, yeah.
Cool. What was the match? Was it a couple times?
So several times I had a match with RVD at WrestleCon last year. That was very exciting. This is where I wrestled Kevin Knight at the finals of the Juniors Tournament for New Japan Pro Wrestling. But it's a historic venue. You can feel it when you're in there. You can feel the history. You can feel everything that's happened. And you can feel it in the audience too. People are always excited to be there. They're always expecting a crazy show.
They are.
Because it is the 2300 Arena.
It's so much fun there. I'm so excited for this residency. So seven shows total. There will be three Dynamites, three Collisions, and then Death Before Dishonor, the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. I know you usually frequent both. How many of these shows do you think you'll end up being on between the seven shows?
So I think I'll be on most of them.
Yeah.
I'll be this Friday. I'll be in Mexico for CMLL, competed okay. in the Grand Prix. So I'm very excited for that. So that means I most likely won't be on Collision this weekend. But, you know, I love wrestling. I want to be there for all of them. I hope I get to have matches on every single one of those shows.
If there's someone listening right now who has never seen or heard of AEW, what would your pitch to them be to watch the show?
This is raw professional wrestling. It's real professional wrestling. I think that the best way to experience professional wrestling is close up and live. And I think that TV in general doesn't do pro wrestling justice, right? And I think AEW has done an amazing job really showing professional wrestling in its purest form, but also putting it on television without losing any of the spectacle and interactive component that make pro wrestling unique as a discipline.
So I would agree with you 100% that the AEW has done a really great job at distancing itself from the other wrestling products. It's a more raw product. It's a realer product. It's a faster paced, more entertaining product. I saw that you were the subject of a new documentary that premiered last month at San Diego Comic-Con, Keeping It Kayfabe. Keep It Kayfabe.
Yeah.
My apologies. Give me a little more info on this. I haven't really heard much about it until this week.
Yeah.
How did this come about? How was the shooting? How long were you shooting this, and how can I watch it?
So this, there are very limited ways to watch it. It only premiered at San Diego Comic-Con a few weeks ago. There will be a screening of it, though, at the Underground Arts Theater on September 9th, okay, right here in Philadelphia. So I don't think tickets are available for that yet, but they will be. But in 2023, around WrestleCon weekend in Los Angeles, I did 10 matches in 3 days. And I basically, I was approached by Overlay Films, who followed me around throughout that weekend. Mm-hmm. And what you get is a very raw, like, I'm doing 10 matches in 3 days. I am busy. I don't have the time to, you know, perform a documentary. So it's just me. And it's extremely beautiful. It's a love letter to professional wrestling. I say this in the documentary, and I think that's why it's so important to watch it. But if you want to really understand pro wrestling and what makes it so exciting, I think that if you only watch what happens in the ring, you only get the tip of the iceberg. I think that the full experience is seeing two people who don't speak the same language, who don't know each other, fly from across the world to meet up in a room, kind of gesticulate at each other in broken English for 15, 20 minutes, then meet in the ring and perform a flawless 20-minute death-defying fight scene that is good from all angles and needs to be done in one take, and then shake hands and do it again the next day.
Yeah,
and Keep It Kayfabe, the film, really shows that entire experience in a way that people have never seen it before.
Sounds awesome.
It really is.
You really did just sell me on that.
I think that pro wrestling in media has been like portrayed in only one way, right? And it's very dark. I mean, I think if you see a lot of the recent movies that have concerned professional wrestlers, mm-hmm, and a lot of like documentary stuff that focuses on the negative side.
The dark side, right? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Your words, not mine. But this movie, and I mean, when I was watching the premiere, the thing that shocked me is that I am smiling throughout the whole movie.
Wow.
I am clearly having fun. And you can see, this is where I meet Hijo del Vikingo for the first time, and we have a match together.
Yeah.
And you kind of see the first meeting between he and I, and then we know, okay, hey, we've got this match in like an hour. Here's what I want to do, I say in broken Spanish. And then he starts smiling and goes, oh, yeah, that's cool. And we're both having fun putting the match together. And we're both very happy. We're doing what we love. We're going to create art in front of a large group of people. And it's fun and exciting. Mm-hmm. And that's what pro wrestling is to me. I mean, the reason I'm a pro wrestler is because I love pro wrestling. I love the community. I love the people who do it. I love the art form, and it really, really makes me mad that if you watch anything else about professional wrestling, you come away from it thinking, oh, this doesn't seem fun at all.
Yeah.
But Keep It Kayfabe, you watch it and you're like, oh, professional wrestling looks awesome. And that's why I love it so much.
And one more time, where you mentioned a screening of this in September. One more time.
September 9th at the Underground Arts Theater in Philly. That's a Tuesday.
Okay.
So that's before Dynamite on the 10th.
Oh, that's really soon. Wow. Yep. Time is really catching up on us. So that'll happen during the residency.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's awesome. So it works out for you in that way. I got one more question for you. This is how I end every single interview. Any opponent, any promotion, any time period, who is your dream match?
That again, it's a very hard question because I feel like I answered it already, and it would be Bryan Danielson. Okay. My hot take on professional wrestling is that it's better now than it's ever been. The pro wrestlers are better. The crowds are better. The way it's distributed is much more rewarding for the performers than what used to be. And I think that having a match in 2025 versus Bryan Danielson is my biggest dream match.
I I sincerely hope we live to see more Bryan Danielson matches, and I'm praying that we get to see one against you.
I hope so too.
Speedball, this has been a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to this 3-week residency. We don't get enough professional wrestling in Philadelphia, despite the huge, huge, huge fan base here. So if you are looking to attend AEW Dynamite, AEW Collision, or Death Before Dishonor, you can get tickets on AEWTix.com. That's T-I-X.com. Tickets are very limited, almost sold out for the entire residency, so hurry and get those now. And thank you again, Speedball. This has been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.